Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey, everyone. I think today's topics are really interesting. They're coming from two different places, the coattail rider and then the person who doesn't like to take vacation. But they're kind of, you know, I don't know. They do fit.
They'll work.
They work. Yeah, we'll work it out. So, Christine, I know we've got a question.
Yes. So the first question is from Nevada. I have a colleague who often takes credit for my work and rides the coattails of my success. When things go right, she gives herself kudos. When things go wrong, she disappears and I'm left to fix the problem.
Ooh. Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, taking credit for your work, this can be addressed. I think she can address it. I think the coattail rider seems like a very confident person. So I think she's not going to be shocked when you say to her, I don't feel your contribution to this project warrants you taking credit for its success. She's probably going to back off. Look at Catherine's face. If you could see Catherine's face, that was way too strong.
Well, no, that's good. You could say that, Kathy, but I think a lot of people might have a hard time saying that. I think
it's
great.
Well, they can say a version of it, but I think the point of it is that this kind of a person, you know, they're kind of confident. See, let me go back. I think this person is into the glamour. Not into the hard work.
See, this is so interesting because I heard this very differently. I heard this as a lazy Susan who just, you know, one of those people who comes in and acts, just sort of hangs around. I think the question asker who says she has this colleague who takes credit for her work and rides the coattails of her success. I just have a funny feeling that she is a bit of an overdoer.
Well, she's an overdoer, but the other one, you know, picks up on that.
And, no, absolutely. Yeah. So there's a dynamic going on here where she, like, I would ask this question. If you work on a project together, do you automatically take on the lion's share of the work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just ask that question to consider whether you're setting up a situation where you're enabling her to ride on your coattails.
Oh, my God, that's so deep. All right. I wasn't going that deep.
I can't help myself.
She can't. Oh, my God. You're getting a free shrink session here, Miss Nevada. I mean, I'm just thinking about the person that takes credit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of common. This happens all the time.
Yes,
where,
it does.
Where people take credit. And I think they're the people that like to look really good. And then when things don't look good, they disappear.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just think that it's okay to address that.
I agree.
I think it's true. She does have to look at, you know, did she set this up? But at the same time, she has to say to this other person, look, it's not okay with me that you take credit.
Right.
I did this work.
I agree. And actually what I was thinking is going forward, what I would suggest is before you make let's say you're with this person, you're going to make a presentation that you make it very clear how you want the credit to be distributed. So let's say you say, when we present our marketing ideas, I'm going to explain that I came up with the first two and you provide the third one.
Mm-hmm.
That's very specific and maybe also a little bold, but it clearly sets the line. It sets a boundary with the credit stealer.
Another thing I want to say about this woman, or maybe it's a man, she doesn't say. Well, the thing is, I think that she or he may be taking credit behind your back also. So it's really important. Yeah, it's really important that you let this person know, look, I'm not into this game. I'm not into this. You know, you're not going to ride on my coattails. And I wish you the best. I think you do have to grow a little strength here and be able to confront this, because this is a strong person that that feels so confident that they could take what's not theirs. That's my feeling.
See, and I agree. The thing is, I don't see those people as strong, but I do see them as having a strong sense of entitlement.
Right.
That doesn't belong to them, basically.
Right.
So very often those people who take credit for other people's success aren't that competent themselves, or don't feel, you know, they've got to do it because they don't feel they can produce in the same way.
But, you know, that whole thing of they have a strong sense of entitlement. I see people just complain about that. They don't know how to confront it. So it is a strength.
It is.
And people that have a strong sense of entitlement, they don't back off because very few people really confront it.
Right.
So it needs to be addressed.
Well, that's right. And Miss Nevada or Mr. Nevada could also practice touting his or her successes more on a regular basis as well.
Mm-hmm. And when they're taking credit, they could say, oh, and so-and-so over there, thank you for your
contribution.
So they could give them some credit, but right. Let it be known that they drove this project.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, just the bottom line here on this coattail riders, they're out there. There's definitely people that, you know, they show up in the room and therefore they did the job.
Yeah.
So you do have to make sure that you are, you know, as we always say, the workplace is a competitive environment.
Right.
So you have to be sure that you are doing your own PR.
That's right. Self-promotion is part of the job. And if you're just waiting for your work to speak for itself and then someone grabs that credit, you're going to be in a bad place.
You know, there is no gender in this question. And for some reason, we read gender into it. We better watch that.
Well, actually, it says when things go right, she gives herself kudos.
Oh, there is a she there. Okay. Went right. Okay.
But it could be a he.
Yeah, it could definitely be anybody. Yeah. All right. Let's go on to our next question.
Yes, Christine.
So our next question is from California. What do you do about a boss who never takes a vacation, claims she's afraid she'll lose her job, and makes you feel guilty for taking any time off?
Oy, that's all I can say. So I'll jump in with the psychological thing. I think the first thing you have to understand is that this person is totally insecure about his or her value and afraid to take time off because he or she is afraid that if other people notice that the company can get along without their presence, that then they'll be nowhere. So the most important thing is not to take that projection on.
Right. Yeah. I'm always fascinated by somebody that feels if they're not there, they're disposable.
Right.
I'm always fascinated by that. And that's a paranoia you want to be careful not to buy into, because not taking vacations actually makes you ineffective, I think, at work. Everybody needs that, you know, time off to have a fresh perspective, a clear perspective. And you can't get that by being at work. I mean, you have to go away. You have to take care of yourself. And So do not buy into that paranoia.
Right. So you ask for your time off. You may need to ask for it in advance. You may need to ask for it not during the busiest time, you know, season for your company. But when you request the time, just be ready that this person is probably going to do and say things to try to trigger feelings of guilt on you because they're projecting their own insecurity onto you. And you're going to need to hold on and just keep moving forward.
Yeah, we've seen that before. We've seen where the boss won't take a vacation and then so the whole department doesn't take vacation.
Yeah, that's not good.
And no, everyone gets sick. And then what happens is you're on a forced vacation, either in the hospital or in your bedroom, sleeping off whatever illness you have. It's not good.
Not to mention the resentment that you get to walk around feeling on a regular basis, which gives you acid indigestion all by itself.
Oh, my goodness. Miss Therapist, you want to bring up the depression and all the other things that come along with not taking a vacation?
No, but I do want to say that I do understand how challenging it can be to take care of yourself when your boss refuses to take care of him or herself.
Yeah, and then when the culture becomes one of we're workaholics, we don't believe in taking any time off, only wimps need that.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
It's not healthy for anyone. And you know, the worst thing you can do is make yourself sick on the job. That's just, no job is worth that.
Right. So if you need to write a script, get someone to be your accountability person, put in that request for a vacation, and just feel compassion for your poor, insecure boss who can't seem to do that for him or herself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Make sure to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co. That's C-O.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.